Well, this is Monitor, and I'm your Sunday afternoon host, Barry Nelson. And just 3 minutes from now, I'll introduce you to opera singer Dorothy Kirsten. That makes me feel like a regular Sol Yurok, you know, big impresario, ushering in all the brightest stars here. However, just so I don't get carried away with my new role, here for my first presentation is Spanish Flea. Play it, Tijuana Brass.
Got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace, anytime and any place. So,
hi ho, hey hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley spearmint gum. It's good to sink your teeth into Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That lively flavor freshens your mouth, and the good chewing helps make the job go smoother and faster. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
20 years of singing with the Metropolitan Opera is an achievement worth noting and celebrating. For Dorothy Kirsten, the anniversary was marked in a way both she and opera lovers thoroughly enjoyed. The Metropolitan staged Puccini's The Girl of the Golden West, and Miss Kirsten sang the role of Minnie, a part that involves much more than singing. Dale Remington got the story for Monitor.
Miss Kirsten, I understand that you actually ride a horse in The Girl of the Golden West.
Oh, yes, I do. It's a wonderful white horse.
Have you become good friends?
Excellent friends. I bring him carrots, and he doesn't get those, incidentally, until after he works. I don't know whether it's a she or he, it doesn't matter, but a very well-behaved steed.
A real, an opera-loving steed?
Oh, definitely, and can't wait to get on the stage. Every time my cue comes up in this particular opera, boy, he's ready to charge, and he has to be held back. And one night I found myself turning the wrong way with the cue coming up.
Miss Kirsten, I understand that athletics, horseback riding, golf, what have you, is not unusual to your role in everyday life.
Well, I think I'm rather unusual that I love golf, and I can't wait. Now I take my clubs on tour with me when I feel that I have time in between. I have dates all over the country to play golf with friends. It's a wonderful exercise for a singer and getting out in the air. Of course, I'm a country girl, and that's probably the reason why I like golf, too. But it's great exercise because it's so similar to singing, too.
Well, now, the other day you made a statement to a reporter when he or she asked you about your par.
Oh, well, that's something you never ask a girl unless it's low enough, because it's like asking about her age, you know.
So I can't ask you about your score today, then, huh?
Well, I'm in pretty bad shape now, so I'm about a 19 now.
Oh, so well. And
not too bad, you know, for an opera singer who can't play very often.
Well, now, other than golf, what do you do in your spare time?
Oh, I haven't got much spare time. I really spend almost all of it in golf now. And then, of course, I'm beginning to gather my material for my book. I'm going to write my book this summer.
Now, what is your book going to be about?
My book is going to be about my crazy life.
Crazy? And what's that?
Well, a very interesting youth and a wonderful background in music all the way through.
What comes to mind? Say, one story that may be in your book.
You mean about...
Oh, an incident, something that happened to you.
Oh,
something
the way I ran away when I was a little girl at the circus and learned how to hang by my teeth and ride a horse. Ride a horse bareback, incidentally, on my feet, standing.
Could you do it today?
Oh, I think I'm probably a little overweight for that today.
But you actually did run away with a circus.
Yes, I did. I was about 12 years old at this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, we identify you with Italian operas pretty closely.
Yes, Puccini has been sort of my forte.
Do you speak Italian? Now, that means...
Oh, yes.
You do speak Italian.
Oh,
huh?
Right from the beginning, I studied Italian, and thus I speak it fluently. And I have an Italian secretary, so we keep it up at home.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a nice new couple who are French, and I'm brushing up on my French.
Do you feel a special affinity for Italians?
Yes, I do. I studied voice in Italy, and I really grew to love the Italians. And singing in Italian, of course, you realize is... I'm sure you do, that is the greatest way of singing. That's what we call bel canto, which means beautiful singing. It is the easiest way to make a beautiful tone. This is the language that adapts itself to singing better than any other.
Bel canto?
Yeah, the Italian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know you've been asked this many times, and I suppose people who are familiar with your work know that you have a favorite role. Do you have a favorite role?
Oh, so many of them, and most all of them are Puccini, yes. I love The Girl of the Golden West because it's an American girl, you know. It's plays in the Sacramento, California, and during the gold rush days. And it's the thing that really intrigues me so much about Puccini's leading ladies is the fact that each one of them is so different from the other. And The Girl of the Golden West is quite different because she has to tote a gun and ride a horse and tend bar and fight off 40 men.
Well, Miss Dorothy Kirsten, I'd like to thank you very much for stopping by Monitor and talking a little bit about Dorothy Kirsten.
Well, thank
Great
you.
Great singer.
It's always happy to come back.
This is Dale Remington reporting for Monitor.
Well, I thought only little boys ran away with the circus, and I certainly never would have believed that was how one of our most famous American opera stars got her start. Dorothy Kirsten, who just celebrated her 20th anniversary of singing at the Met. Well, there's no use crying over spilled clam dip, even if it makes a spot on your living room carpet. What you do is reach for Texai's K2R, the spot remover that works. K2R works because it's a spot lifter, the world's first. With K2R, you don't just spread the spot around and leave a ring. You lift that spot clean out. Just follow directions, and K2R will take more spots from more fabrics than anything. This remarkable product comes two ways. Reach for K2R in the spray can for big spots and the handy tube for little ones. K2R, shoplifter, for spots and smudges on carpets, upholstery, clothing, even wallpaper. K2R, from Texize.
Wherever you are, reach for K2R and lift that spot clean out. K2R, K2R, K2R.
Reach for K2R, spotlifter. It never leaves a ring. Jack Jones sings, "What the world needs now is love."
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is not sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for
dinner jacket and pearly teeth, who I called Lover Boynick. I received an enraged telegram from a lawyer in California who said he was going to sue me because Lover Boynick resembled a client of his. Frankly, I thought that was a terrible thing for him to say about his client. He said that his client's name was Liberace. Well, now, somehow, Time magazine heard about this lawsuit, possibly because I tipped them off, and they asked me what my defense would be, and I said that I was ready to prove that there was no resemblance whatever between Lover Boynick and Liberace because Lover Boynick could play the piano rather decently. Well, I've never heard from that lawyer again. The truth is, I've never again heard Liberace, but I guess that was just luck. However, colleagues of mine haven't had my luck. A famous London journalist who signs his column Cassandra once suggested that Liberace was not the most virile performer he'd ever seen. Liberace sued Cassandra and won a huge judgment. And so for the last few years, humorists and columnists of Cassandra's type and mine have, by and large, refrained from mentioning Liberace, except, of course, in the most perfunctory way. None of us have any wish to injure public figures. The humorist kids him largely out of affection. The columnist comments on him because commenting is his job, and most celebrities know this, and whether the comments are flattering or not, they also know that when the comments stop, their fame stops. Well, in the last few years, there hasn't been as much written about Liberace as there once was, and he hasn't appeared on television quite as much. A new generation has grown up not even quite sure what a Liberace is. And then the other night, in a movie called The Loved One, I saw a bit player in the role of a gorgeously tailored, wavy-haired, soft-spoken, graceful coffin salesman. It reminded me of someone I'd seen before, but before I could dredge his name out of my memory, the bit was over. Well, later in the picture, much later, the coffin salesman's boss was giving a party to an army general and his staff. They were plied with champagne. Then they were led into another room where there were all types of coffins laid out, all closed. The officers were then invited to select the coffin they preferred and open it. Their distaste turned to delight when, upon lifting each lid, a beautiful girl, scantily clad, leapt out of each coffin. Well, when the last officer opens the last coffin, out leaps the gorgeous, wavy-haired salesman who giggles something like, "We have something to suit every taste." That giggle brought the name back to me. It was Liberace, playing to the hilt the very role he sued poor Cassandra for once suggesting he was the ideal type for. And this is Al Capp speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
Al Capp is heard regularly on Monitor each weekend.
How good are you at chapstick lip twisters? Try this one. How much wood would a woodchopper chop if a woodchopper had chapped chops? Well, that's a tough one, but if you...
That's easy. When a woodchopper has chapped lips, chapstick goes on. We woodchoppers wouldn't chop without...
Chapstick Lip Balm, the fast relief for dry, chapped lips. You'll find lip problems go away fast when chapstick goes on.
Swing fever, got swing fever. Can't wait, why wait? For an 88, they're great. Swinging over to old, stepping up in an old. Swinging out in an 88, got the fever, swing fever. Swinging to old.
Is your temperature rising? Pulse pounding? Uh-huh. Diagnosis? Obvious. You've got swing fever. You just can't wait till spring to buy an Olds. Remedy? A new 88 by Oldsmobile. And there are 11 easy-to-take 88s. Jetstars, Dynamics, and Deltas. All Toronado-inspired. See your Olds dealer and step out front in a rocket-action Olds. You'll see that when it does come, spring will be a little great this year.
Got the fever, swing fever. Swinging too old.
San Remo Orchestra celebrating festival time.
Hiya, pal. You say you were carrying furniture up to the attic and your legs are so stiff you walk like a toy soldier and it even hurts to stand still and tomorrow you have your first judo lesson. Is that what's troubling you, pal?
Well, don't just sit there. Rub your troubles away with Mentholatum Deep Heating Rub. What aspirin does for headache pain, Mentholatum Deep Heating Rub does for muscle pain. Get Mentholatum Deep Heating Rub and smile again.
Monitor is nationwide, serving Central Florida in the heart of the world's citrus center is WLAK Lakeland. Those letters and others will be spelled out now, but we'll be back with more of Monitor. I'm Barry Nelson.
This is Bill Cullen. I'll be joining Frank McGee and Arlene Francis with my Emphasis Time Off starting tomorrow on NBC Radio.